Okay.
I get closer to it just to make sure that there's no issues.
So, go ahead, just ask me whatever you want.
I understand you were born in Duncan, BC.
Yeah.
So what was that like growing up in Duncan? Because I know there probably wasn't the Indo-Canadian community that exists now. So what was that like?
Well, it's definitely a different era. So I was born in 60 years ago, in 1955, in Duncan. And I really grew up in Lake Cowichan. Just at the hospital was in Duncan, right? And so Lake Cowichan is about 20 miles, 45 kilometers away from Duncan, right into the bush. And we grew up in a small logging community, Lake Cowichan. There was a maximum of about 2,000 people there at the time, of which about a third were Indo-Canadian. A third were Chinese, and for some strange reason, about a third were Swedish, you know, or Caucasian, but mostly most of those Caucasians were Swedish. And it was a small community, and it was very insular. I wouldn't say it was ghettoized or anything like that. People lived in mixed neighborhoods, but in my instance, I could not speak English until I went to school, even though I was born in Canada. So it tells you how insular it was. And I recall, even after I went to school and learned how to speak English, I used to have to, when I was in grade 4 or 3 or 2, go down to kindergarten, comfort my cousins who were still trying to learn English in order to be able to adjust to society. Point being that it was a very insular, very tight community. And all of our socialization and recreation was primarily within the Indo-Canadian community. Typically, we'd go to school Monday to Friday, and then on Saturday, we'd go to the Gurdwara, and Sunday, we'd go to the Gurdwara. And I used to enjoy that. You know, going to the Gurdwara was something that, as kids, we used to look forward to. We had, in those days, a Gurdwara in Paldi, which is halfway between Duncan and Lake Cowichan. And another Gurdwara, which people often forget about because it's now torn down, in Hillcrest at a place called Massachie Lake. There's a mill there, a sawmill owned by the Stone Brothers family. And in order to attract Indo-Canadian workers, as was the case in Paldi, they built a mill, a temple right adjacent to the sawmill. And it was it was a very scenic location. It's right on the foot of Massachie Lake, about 3 miles west of Lake Cowichan. And so as kids, we used to like to go down there because, you know, you could go down to the lake when you weren't in the Gurdwara, and you could play around. So we would go to the temple, and as kids, we'd run around and meet our cousins and aunts and uncles and so on and so forth. After church was, let me just say this, I used to enjoy, because this is going to your points, I used to really enjoy going to the Gurdwara, not only to meet people, but also to watch. And it always used to captivate me that some guy in a beard and a turban, some old guy usually, could walk up to the podium. And as you know, you can talk when people are speaking. But there were some guys who were really gifted orators that when they got up to speak, everybody shut up and listened. And it amazed me that he could silence the point to where you could hear a pin drop. But I can still visualize, I can't remember their names, the two or three guys who used to do that all the time. And that to me, at a very young age, brought home the power of oratorical skills. So I used to find Gurdwara both captivating and socializing. You know, as an aside, funny story, quite often what would happen is the women after langar would go downstairs and clean all the pots and pans of the Gurdwara, and there used to be wooden sidewalks that kind of spoked out to different bunkhouses where the men would be. And they were really just wooden shacks with two single beds and a pot belly